From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California lawmakers are done for the year, but not before a chaotic final day and night. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
A minimum wage increase, California Environmental Quality Act changes, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, a state prisons deal, all among the hundreds of bills lawmakers passed in this last week of session. Democratic Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg says that caps off a great year, on top of a budget that restored some of the deep cuts from previous years.
You contrast all of these achievements and more with where we were 5 years ago as a state. And it is night and day.
Assembly Minority Leader Connie Conway says Republicans were relevant this year, despite Democratic supermajorities. She says her party helped secure the prisons deal and tax credits for manufacturers. Her biggest frustration...
It really feels like there was an assault on the Second Amendment. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of gun control bills.
The final night was not without drama, as tensions flared over the driver's licenses and CEQA bills. But several lawmakers said this year's end of session was calmer than previous years. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, as we just heard, the California minimum wage will increase to $10 in a bill now on its way to the governor. Democratic Senator Bill Monning says if you're a Californian living on the current state minimum, you're living a second-class existence.
You are in a second-hand economy, second harvest food bank, second-hand clothing, second-hand hand-me-down everything.
The bill would raise the wage to $10 by 2016. Backers say the bill would stimulate the economy, but opponents like Republican Senator Bob Huff have labeled the measure a job killer.
You are saddling the job-creating sector of our environment with yet more things that makes it difficult for them to create jobs.
Governor Jerry Brown already planned to sign the bill.